Dave and Dejanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio.
Things are so out of control at the GOP convention this weekend that one of our listeners called in just a little while ago to explain like what he was going through. And he said, my goodness, he felt threatened when he asked the people in front of him, the delegates in front of him, to sit down so he could listen to what Governor Cox was saying. He said it almost went to blows.
When Governor Cox entered the stage and they began to shout him down, I asked the couple who had stood up and turned their back to him and were booing loudly to sit down that I might listen. And I felt physically threatened. I felt like if it had not been for a couple of people next to me, it might have gotten physical.
I wonder how much of this is just a few isolated incidents and how much of this was just where we went from rowdy to raucous to, according to this caller, dangerous. He felt threatened.
Your own delegate from your community called the show earlier today, and here's what he said, and you texted him this weekend, and he sounded like it was just, to me, it sounded like a circus.
There were a lot of in-your-face moments, and the guy came to sit by me, and he says, oh, can I sit by you? Because I went to sit by another guy, and he was so angry and started talking to me, and he says, I just couldn't sit with him, because he was just like, super, super MAGA, and he didn't want to sit with anybody else who wasn't super, super MAGA.
And that's a huge disappointment. I hope, and this is always the dream in my heart, that we can have more political conversations, that we can discuss and even debate and disagree with each other. But what it has done, it has turned into something so mean-spirited that we can't even disagree without attacking each other.
Holly Richardson writes for the Deseret News. She also writes, she's an editor for Utah Policy. She came in studio in the 10 o'clock hour, and she painted a picture that made it sound like circus, sideshow, combined with, you know, cannibalism. They're booing each other. They're booing their candidates. They're not picking the candidates that will most likely win at a primary. They're picking people that lots of Republicans and Utahns have never heard of before. I thought Holly did an excellent job taking us inside the Salt Palace Convention Center this weekend during the GOP convention.
Sometimes it has been quite fun, and I have taken my kids, but the anger and the animosity, and I think just flat-out contempt that has shown itself, was really disturbing. So it not only did the lieutenant governor's family had a very unfortunate incident, there were fists thrown, there were police presence had to be called over, there were delegates walking around in a T-shirt that said, make tar and feathers legal again. There was another one that said, make America violent again, right? I mean, there's just calls for civil war. There was a complete lack of decorum. And bless Rob Axon's heart, because I think he actually
the
chair of the Republican Party, because he did the best he could with a very, very, not only rowdy, but incredibly disrespectful crowd.
I would like to say this was just a marathon day, but marathons don't last this long. You've done the Ragnar Relay, right? Isn't that like an all-day thing? It's like multi-day. This was 8 a.m. until nearly midnight. Mm-hmm. Like, what are we doing here? Like, there's no convention that should take that long. If it is going to take that long, it needs to be multiple days.
I'll tell you what you're doing. I'll tell you exactly what the GOP is doing. They're pushing away people who want to participate in the process. Nobody's going to take their whole Saturday and go downtown for 16 hours again. Even your delegate said, basically dragging him, kicking and screaming if he has to go back to another one of these. Holly Richardson reported that 1,000 delegates left, before the end of the night. So the 4,000, they end up with 3,000. So who knows how that swayed the vote. You've got Cal, who called us earlier. He was probably excited. He was probably excited about participating in this process. A lot of first-time delegates are looking at this and worried about their own safety. Like, what are y'all doing? I'll tell you exactly what you're doing. You're pushing away not only people who are excited and anxious to participate in the political process within your own party, you are pushing away younger voters. These younger voters aren't going to put up with this. First of all, you have a hard enough time, speaking specifically of the Republican Party, connecting to a younger generation right now. What you have done, once again, not only on caucus night on March 5th, which so many young voters that I've spoken to were not only turned away, even though they were registered Republican because the system was so antiquated. Like, these voters are, these young voters are tech savvy. They don't want to wait in your long lines, you know, and draw straws. They want to be there and participate in the process and not have to worry about computer crashes and whether or not they're registered and turned. They don't want to be flipped off, you know. They don't want to be cussed at. They don't want to be embarrassed and humiliated because they support a particular candidate. So what you're doing is you're locking out a younger generation of voters, and they're going to go find their own party. And you've been masterfully doing this, specifically the Utah GOP, for years. So that's where things are going to end up. We'll ask Robert Axum. He's the chair of the party. By all accounts, we hear he did the best job he could managing the rowdy crowd. But my question is for him, how are you going to make this okay with your younger demographic? And also, when you just can the convention and get rid of the thing? You know, at some point, you worry that these fisticuffs and these threats are going to escalate even more. And you got 4,000 people stuffed in the convention center with probably not a lot of police presence there. It sounded like you needed a lot more. So I think it's becoming a safety issue.
I think we're focusing far too much on process and personality versus policy. And I think that's where we're getting lost. When you're focusing on the personality of the candidates or the process and how long it takes, and I'm saying objectively, this is way too long. It is not running properly. Like, this process is too burdensome. But the way you connect with people is you talk about ideas and you talk about policies and you talk about solutions. And when the policy is being lost in the process and it's being lost by the personalities, then it's the recipe for disaster. It's replacing sugar with salt. We want the good brownies. We don't want the salty brownies. And when we're moving away from your ideas as a candidate and what you think the solution should be, yeah, you're going to turn people off. I don't think it's just young kids. I think it's everybody is going to be turned off.
Where are you going to go? Where are you going to go in 10 years? Who are you going to turn to? You see, I think in Utah, the Republican Party has been comfortably big in their britches for a long time because there's so many registered Republican voters that Democrats don't really even stand a chance. Don't come after me. I know there's plenty of Democrats who've been elected to office over the years, but the Republican registration is just huge. It's just huge. And you become so big for your britches that you lose sight of your mission, because you're always going to win, right? You're always going to win because you can sideline the crazies. You can get the candidates, now that there's a signature path, that are absolutely going to win onto the primary ballot. And that bared out with Senator Mitt Romney, who lost at convention, but won, smushed the competition at the primary. Same thing with Governor Gary Herbert, lost a convention, but won in the primary. And so you're losing your way. You're losing the future generation. And we need to ask the chair of the Republican Party in 3 minutes what he's going to do about it. He's calling next.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Well, there were the boos. And there was kind of sounded like a hot mess at the GOP convention this weekend, where Holly Richardson, reporter for not only the Deseret News, but also editor at Utah Policy, joined us a little bit ago and said they even went to fists sometimes. She's taken her kids these places before, and she said this convention was messy.
Sometimes it has been quite fun, and I have taken my kids. But the anger and the animosity, and I think just flat-out contempt that has shown itself, was really disturbing. So it not only did the lieutenant governor's family had a very unfortunate incident. There were fists thrown. There were police presence had to be called over. There were delegates walking around in a T-shirt that said, make tar and feathers legal again. There was another one.
One of the things that's standing out to me, Debbie, as we've talked about this for the better part of the last 3 hours, kind of off and on, is I would expect to have received a phone call, a text message, a direct message on social media of people saying, no, it wasn't that bad. You know, those were just isolated incidents. We have yet to hear somebody come in and tell us that this was a great experience. I really enjoyed it. It was energizing. It's fun to see democracy in action. We haven't gotten any of these calls or any of these messages yet. And that is a massive, massive problem.
One of our texters saying, I was there for 17 plus hours on Saturday. It was an absolute disaster of organization. Your delegate, Paul Stout, called the show in the 9 o'clock hour. This is the delegate that your neighborhood voted to send to represent your community, your neighborhood in Kaysville, to the convention this weekend. And he said he felt Chairman Robert Axon at times, he did a good job overall, but it was hard for him to keep control of the crowd.
The chairman did, you know, lose the crowds a few times because they were booing him.
They were booing him, and I'm fine with some boos. I'm fine with some rowdy, but we crossed lines. It sounds like we crossed lines. I didn't see it personally, but from everyone's description to it, where you're trying to physically intimidate somebody, where you're confronting young people and minors, well, what are you thinking? Like, are you so caught up in the moment that all reasonable common sense has just left your brain?
So to me, there's several different layers to this, and I think your delegate pointed it out well.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, the whole day. I mean, the words that kept coming to my mind were inefficiency, frustration, and acrimony.
Okay,
the entire day.
So the inefficiency comes when it's a 2.5 or 3 hour check-in for these delegates once they get there, and there's 4,000 of them. So you have people waiting in line for 2.5 hours, like longer than a line at Disneyland. And I wish I could say this was a one-off for the Republican Party, but let's go back, six whole weeks to March 5th when folks were waiting in extremely long lines on caucus night, Dave, and there were computer crashes and all kinds of problems getting people registered, so much so that people were turned away. Registered Republicans on caucus night were turned away. It was chaotic that night. It was chaotic at the convention. And that just shows me that, in fact, remember the experience we talked on caucus night?
And nobody could log in here because I guess the server went down a little bit.
Yeah, the server went down.
It was ridiculous. This was so poorly run. And there is no.
It's like 6 weeks ago. And it repeats itself at convention. So that to me is layer one. Not the most important layer, but it is still something that needs to be fixed by the GOP.
One of the biggest problems we have is this is being run by volunteers. So it's not running professionally because professionals aren't running this. That is an excuse. I don't think we can sit and say, okay, well, that explains everything. We've got to figure out what process is in place so that you're not waiting for 15 to 17 hours to cast your votes. Even though you're a delegate, you know it's going to be a long day. This is over the top. And we've got to be able to fix, you know, just how it is running. That cannot be the biggest hurdle.
There's no excuses for how people acted, how the adults acted towards children. Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson, we asked her to join the show. Her schedule is super duper packed today, so we'll get her on the air at some point this week to talk about her tweet that said it's not a family-friendly environment. Her young nieces, she tweeted a picture of them, very young nieces, were faced with vulgarity, viciousness from another gubernatorial candidate's campaign. We had Cal call the show just a bit ago. He was a delegate. He went to the convention, I'm sure, excited to participate in the GOP process. And instead, you know, he asks the folks in front of him, please sit down so he can hear Governor Cox speak. And he gets this.
And I felt physically threatened. I felt like if it had not been for a couple of people next to me, that it might have gotten physical.
Now, let me go back to March, Debbie, when these delegates were nominated and then we voted on them. They were excited. They were willing. And I feel so bad for them that they went and had this negative experience, because you only get bitten once. You have this negative of an experience. You're not going to participate again. You're not going to be that delegate, and which means you're going to be disengaged. And that, I think, is what I'm mourning the most.
We asked Robert Axum, the GOP chair, to come on. Apparently, we're having a hard time connecting with him. But Adam Small, you spoke to him this morning. Did he give you any indication that the GOP convention will continue in the future, or is this the end of the road for them?
Well, I didn't ask about that specifically, but it sounds like it's not going anywhere. He sounded very confident in that. Hey, we had like 96% delegate turnout, over 4,500 people total at the convention center. Thought it went really well. But I did ask him a lot about the reports you guys have been getting about this. I'm just calling it bad behavior, to sum it up. And
is that what he said?
No, that's how I'm summing it up.
Oh, you're saying, okay,
thank
you. So
I'm summing up all the reports we've heard on the show today, but like let's call it bad behavior. So I asked him about this because I wasn't there on Saturday, but I asked him, like, hey, what did you see? What do you think happened?
We don't need to devolve into name-calling or anything else. So if and where that occurred at the convention, I didn't see it, with the exception of some passions here and there, but I didn't see it from the stage. But if in other conversations that was occurring, I certainly would not condone it.
So basically he's like, I saw respect. Maybe if there was anything else, obviously not called for, but he gave me a very different story than what you guys have been hearing.
It sounds like it. Just me personally, it sounds like a spin, given all of that we've heard via our text line today, Adam. That's just my opinion. I would disagree that it was... there was much civility at all. Holly Richardson is an excellent reporter. She's been reporting that, that appeared that there were fists going and people were upset. And Cal, one of our listeners who was a delegate there, called in and he said he was threatened. We've heard reports of people flipping each other off. So I know you're going to continue down this road looking into this today. Adam, thank you so much for joining us with Robert Axum, the GOP chair's side of the story.
This is one of the dangers when running a campaign costs millions of dollars or tens of thousands for the smaller races or hundreds of thousands of dollars. Is you are so financially involved, the stakes are raised. And I think that can't do anything but contribute to some of the elevated emotions. It's just so expensive.
Well, this is obviously a huge